Bomber fans, it's Sally Gilbert from Arvest Bank, and this cheer is a shout out to all our student athletes. From the mat to the field, the court to the course, you work hard and play hard, both in the blue and gold uniform and out. We admire your dedication and perseverance. No doubt, these two strengths will carry you through your year and throughout life. Remember, it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game and achieve your goals. From all of us at Arvest Bank, go Bombers!
Avery Salisbury with 22 points for Van Buren, 13 of those coming in that third quarter alone. It's an 18-point lead for Van Buren to start this final quarter, 49-31. Mount Tom gets the ball to start these last 8 minutes. Here's Gilbert into the front court, throws over to McGee on the left side. Up top it goes to Tabor. Over to Ellison on the right side. Now Gilbert has it there on the wing. Up top to Proctor. Proctor will dribble toward the left. Now he's going down towards the lane, kicks up top to McGee, finds Tabor at the left elbow. Back to McGee on the wing, down to Ellison in the corner. Ellison will dribble out toward the wing. Has the ball knocked away, but is able to keep possession of it. Now Proctor has it on the left side. Proctor takes the screen, dribbles to the right elbow, finds Ellison. Ellison's going to dribble to the paint. Now kicks out to McGee in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Jake McGee with 9 points on the night, all from behind the arc. 49-34, Van Buren up as we are 50 seconds into this final quarter. Here is Day into the front court, dribbling on the right side, gives it there to Estrada. Estrada will dribble across toward the left, gives it there to Salisbury, and he's called for the travel. You don't see that much from Avery Salisbury. That's Van Buren's fourth turnover of the night. Comes with 7 minutes exactly left to play in this game. It is 49-34, Van Buren up. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. Finds Tabor at the right elbow. Gives it back to Gilbert on the wing. Now Gilbert drills toward the corner. Gives it there to Ellison. Up near the top to Proctor. Now Proctor dribbling on the right side. He dribbles toward the corner. Gives it to Ellison on the wing. Ellison drills to the left elbow. Finds McGee in the left corner. McGee's going to dribble out toward the top. Gives it there to Proctor. Proctor will drill to the left side. Now he's going down to the low block. Now kicks up top to McGee. Over to Ellison on the right. Ellison's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Misses everything, and the ball goes out of bounds. It will be Van Buren ball with 6:22 left to play in this game. Safe. So the Pointers get the ball back, leading 49-34. Day will walk the ball into the front court for the Pointers. Dribbling toward the right side. It's a man-to-man once again for Mount Tom. Ball goes near the top to Estrada. Estrada will drill toward the left side, gives there to Salisbury. Salisbury drills toward the right elbow, now goes out to the wing, throws it up top to Myers. Over to Estrada on the left. Estrada's going to drill down into lane. He's going to go in for the scoop layup. Good. Jose Estrada with 6 points on the night. 51-34, Van Buren up, 5:47 left in the game. Gilbert with it up top, dribbles toward the right elbow. Now he's going into the lane. He's going to go up for the running jumper. No good. Tabor almost had the rebound, but Myers is able to tip it away and grab it. Five and a half minutes left to play in this game. Pointers with the ball up by 17. Salisbury with it up top. He's going to dribble toward the left side. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one will not go. Surprise, surprise. And Proctor gets the rebound. Back comes Mountain Home. Proctor dribbling on the right side. He's going down towards the lane, and he'll be fouled. I think they're going to call that on the floor. 5:12 left to play in the game. As that foul is going to be on Brandon Miller, his first personal foul. Team foul number three against Van Buren here in the second half. Brayden Dewey is going to check back in. And now Van Buren is going to call a timeout. We'll break with 5:12 left to play in the game. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 51-34. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Van Buren calls a timeout with 5:12 left to play in the game. They currently lead Mountain Home 51-34. It will be Luke Proctor inbounding the ball for the Bombers on the baseline underneath the Mountain Home basket. Gets into Tabor near the low block. Kicks it out to Gilbert on the left wing. His three-pointer will not go. Proctor gets the long rebound. He puts up the three-pointer. This one won't go either. And this time the rebound comes to the Pointers. That comes with Estrada. He dribbles to the right side. Less than 5 minutes left to play in this game. Here's Day with it. Dribbles to the left. Gives it up. Gives it there to Salisbury. Up top to Miller. Over Estrada on the right. Estrada will dribble up to the top. Again, a 17-point Van Buren advantage. Salisbury dribbles to the top now with it. Goes it out to the right side. Gives it there to Day. Day will dribble it up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. Gives it there to Estrada. Estrada dribbling up to the top. About to be met by a double team. Tries to throw it to Myers. His pass was picked off by McGee, who goes back the way for the layup. Good. Jake McGee in double figures with 11 points. Mountain Home cuts the margin back down to 15. 51-36 our score. 4:17 left in this game. Day into the front court, dribbling on the left wing. Gives it up top to Miller. Now Salisbury has it. Salisbury takes a screen from Myers. Now goes over to the right side. And he's going to go up for the running jumper. Off the glass, no good. And the rebound is controlled by Dawson Tabor. Back comes Mountain Home. Tabor will give it to Gilbert, who will get it into the front court. Gilbert dribbling on the right side. Gives it to Proctor. Proctor takes a screen. Drills up to the top. Gives it there to McGee. Over to Gilbert on the right. Gilbert dribbles to the corner. He's going to pull up for the jumper. Good! And he draws the contact! Wyatt Gilbert will go to the line for the three-point play with 3:39 left to play in this game. That foul is going to be called on Jose Estrada. His second personal foul, team foul number four against Van Buren. So Wyatt Gilbert with a chance to cut it to a 12-point margin, and he does. He now has 15 points. 51-39, Van Buren up with a little over 3.5 minutes left to play. Day into the front court for the Pointers. Dribbles to the top, now goes over to the right side. Gives up top to Estrada. Estrada is met by a double team. He tries to throw it to Salisbury. Ball is knocked away. Oh, they're going to say it was not off Wyatt Gilbert. It was off the hand of Avery Salisbury. So he grabs it in the backcourt. That is a backcourt violation, and that is Van Buren's sixth turnover of the night. If Wyatt Gilbert had touched it and then Salisbury got it, it would have been okay. Now the officials are going to talk about it. No, they're not. And it's going to stay Mount Holmes basketball. Much to the dismay of the Van Buren student section. Here is Gilbert with it on the right side. Gives it to McGee. Thought about three. Now he'll dribble to the free throw line. Throws up top to Proctor. Proctor drills into the lane. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper. He gets it, and he draws the contact. Luke Proctor will go to the line for the old-fashioned three with 3:05 left to play in this game. And he can make it a three-possession game with this free throw. That foul is on Brandon Miller. His second personal foul. Team foul number five against the Pointers. Proctor's free throw is up and good. He now has eight. And Mount Home cuts the margin down to nine. 51-42 our score with about 3 minutes left. Mount Home on an 8-0 run right now. Here is Day with it. He gives it up top to Salisbury. Over to Day on the left side. Now to Myers near the free throw line. Back to Day. Day dribbling toward the right side. Now gives up top to Salisbury. Over to Estrada on the left. Now Tom going with a zone defense. And looks like they're going to be trapping a little bit. Ball's with Salisbury near the top. He dribbles to the right side. Now gives it back to Day. You know, the thing is, Van Buren's trying to milk the clock. They won't be able to do this in a couple years when the AAA implements the shot clock. Estrada finds Miller on the low block. And they're about to call a charge foul, but they're going to get offensive foul, but they're going to get to Wyatt Gilbert for the blocking foul. That is Wyatt Gilbert's first personal foul. That's the second team foul against Mountain Home. It is not on the shot, so it will be Van Buren inbounding with 2:15 left to play in the game. So now Reed Elson's going to come back in for Mountain Home, replacing Braden Dewey. Right now it's 51-42, pointers up. And they will inbound the ball on the baseline, gets into Salisbury. Salisbury's going to drill to the right side. Now throws up top to Myers. Now gives it to Estrada. Estrada will find Day. Day will give it to Myers. Finds Miller on the lane for the layup. It will not go, but he draws contact and he'll head to the free throw line with 2:02 left to play. Dawson Tabor picks up his second personal foul. That's the 13th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Brandon Miller will be at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has 15 points so far this evening. Miller's first free throw is up. Bounces around and falls in. So back to a double-digit lead for Van Buren. Braden Dewey is going to check back in for Mountain Home, replacing Reed Elson. So one more free throw for Miller. Second shot is up. Will not go. He gets 1 of 2, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 52-42, pointers up with 2 minutes left. Here's Gilbert pulling up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert with 18 points, and Mountain Home quickly calls timeout. We'll break with 1:54 left to play in the game. Van Buren leads Mountain Home 52-45. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you thinking you've missed the window of opportunity for a record low home mortgage or a refi? At Farmers and Merchants Bank and the Bank of Fayetteville, the window is still wide open. Plus, we've got friendly hometown home loan experts to help you. Call Farmers and Merchants Bank or the Bank of Fayetteville and ask to speak to a mortgage specialist near you. Turn the window of opportunity into a new front door. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Dr. Tom Knox, Dr. Russ Rawls, and Dr. Jason McConnell of Knox Orthopedics, No. 3 Medical Plaza, are pleased to announce the Association of Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Don Franklin III. Dr. Franklin is now accepting new patients. Bone and joint repair, sports medicine and injuries, or conditions related to aging are specialties of Knox Orthopedics, where they're committed to improving your quality of life. Make your appointment at 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com.
Mountain Home quickly called the timeout following the three-pointer by Wyatt Gilbert to cut the margin back down to 7 with 1:54 left to play in the game. You know, it was 51-34 at one point, Van Buren with the 17-point lead, but since then, Mountain Home has gone on an 11-1 run. Right now, Mountain Home has one timeout left, Van Buren with one full timeout left, and both of their 30-second timeouts remaining. Here's Day into the front court. He gives it to Salisbury. Now he's met by a double team, kicks over to Day. And now a foul's going to be called on Luke Proctor. That is Proctor's first personal foul, team foul number 4 against Mountain Home. So the Bombers still have two more fouls to give with 1:39 left to play in this game. Day will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Gets into Myers. Back to Day. He gives it to Estrada. Estrada's dribbling down toward the lane. Kicks out to Salisbury in the right corner. Salisbury dribbles to the wing. Throws up top to Day. Over to Estrada. And Estrada's going to be fouled. Reed Ellison picks up his first personal foul. That is the 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So one more foul to give for the Bombers with 1:28 left. And now another whistle. I'm not sure what the problem is. Somebody have blood? Oh, no, they're just going to wipe up some perspiration real quick before to make sure nobody slips. Again, 1:28 left to play in this game. Van Buren up 52-45. Trevor Day will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline once again, right next to the Van Buren bench. Gets in to Myers, back to Day. Now to Salisbury, over to Estrada on the right side. Now a lob pass to Day, dangerous throw, but he's able to get it. Now Day steps on that half-court line, and that's a backcourt violation. That is Van Buren's seventh turnover of the night. He just ran out of real estate there. Braden Dewey comes back into the game for Mountain Home, replacing Reed Ellison. 1:18 left to play in the game as Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing by 7. Dewey inbound the ball on the near sideline, gets into Wyatt Gilbert in the backcourt. Gilbert will walk it across the timeline. About to be met by a double team. Now he dribbles out of it. Goes over to the left elbow. Finds Proctor. And now they're going to call Wyatt Gilbert for the offensive foul. And I think it was the right call. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his second personal foul. That is the 16th foul against Mountain Home. And their eighth turnover of the night. Comes with 105 left to play in the game. Braden Dewey checks back out of the game, replaced by Reed Ellison. So Ellison and Dewey are doing kind of an offense-defense switching there. 105 left to play in the game. It is Van Buren with the ball up by 7. Next foul will put Van Buren in the bonus. Here is Trevor Day into the front court. He dribbles out of a double team. Finds Myers on the low block. He goes in for the layup, and he gets the basket, and he draws a foul. And that hurts. Connor Myers in now double figures with 10 points, and he'll go to the line for the three-point play with 52.7 seconds left in this game. Dawson Tabor picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 7 against Mountain Home here in the second half. So Connor Myers at the free throw line to try to make it a double-digit lead once again, and he does. That was his first free throw attempt of the night. He now has 11 points. 55-45, our score with 52.7 seconds left. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. About to be met by a double team. Gives it to Proctor on the left side. Proctor will drill down to the low block. He's going to go into the lane for the reverse layup. Good. And Mountain Home quickly calls timeout as now Luke Proctor is in double figures with 10 points. We'll break with 41.3 seconds left to play in the game. It is Van Buren leading Mountain Home 55-47. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Need a little good news in your life? Well, here's the deal. State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Arkansas, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent James Boyette at an even better price. That's right, State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent James Boyette is ready to help you save at Mountain Home. Call James today at 870-425-4540. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, Mountain Home calls the timeout with 41.3 seconds left following the reverse layup by Luke Proctor. That was Mountain Home's last timeout of the night. They're completely out. Van Buren has one full timeout left and both their 30-second timeouts remaining. Inbound pass goes to Estrada. Again, 55-47, pointers up. Estrada into the front court. Finds Myers by himself going into the lane for the layup, and he gets it. That's the risk you take when you double-team. You leave someone open, and Connor Myers was by himself underneath the basket. Here's Jake McGee back the other way, giving it to Ellison. Now Proctor has it on the right side. He gives it to McGee, down to 18 seconds. Now up top to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble towards the three-point line. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound comes to Estrada. And looks like they're just going to... Estrada's just going to drill back the other way, going in for the layup. No good. Offensive rebound from Myers. He can't get the foul to go. But Avery Salisbury gets the rebound and puts it back up and in. And that's the way this ball game is going to end, with Van Buren getting the 12-point win. So our final score tonight, Mountain Home falls to Van Buren 59-47. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Arkansans appreciate community. We work and raise families, care for our neighbors, and come together in good times and bad. At First Security, that local strength is what we love best about our home state. There's commitment here, and heart, and hope. That's Arkansas. Thanks to everyone who is standing together, learning from one another, and making Arkansas a place we all love to call home. We're proud to be your community bank. First Security. Bank better. Member FDIC.
ASU Mountain Home is proud to be recognized as the top in the nation, located within minutes of two beautiful lakes and three rivers that feature great fishing and water sports. Hiking, camping, and hunting opportunities also abound in this region. The campus of ASUMH, situated on scenic rolling hills, will truly inspire you to reach for your educational goals and change your life. Your future looks awesome at ASUMH. Live it while you learn it. For more information, visit asumh.edu.